Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So breaking news. So recently I talked about how Zayn is canceling his North American tour because of health issues. Like I said, he was in the hospital not that long ago and he had to cancel his North American tour because of that, and also in other places. So I watched on TikTok a fan of Zayn, her name is Amber, giving the hard truth. And there's some things I did not know because I don't study when the tours start and stuff like that. Like, first, so what I did not know was that at the end of this month, like, I think it was when I looked at the TikTok, the 25th, the 26th, 27th, so in the last week of May, he's starting tour in the UK. And he's like, and Amber was like, okay, all right, you're canceling all the US tours, but like, your tour starts in the end of this, we're in May now, so the end of the month. And I didn't even know that. I didn't know Zayn's tour started at the end of this month. So to all the fans that are mad and furious, you have more reasons to be mad and furious. Zayn, you just got out of the hospital. You cannot do any tour dates this month at all. I'm surprised you didn't cancel those ones. I thought those ones, I didn't even think you started tour this month. I thought you started tour in June. So to find out that he has tour dates like in the end of May and he's starting tour like in a couple weeks shocked me. And that they're still like, he's still doing it. Shows me. You think, and I'm backing up Amber with this, you think you're going to be ready to do tour at the end of the month? You're not. I think he's going to cancel those ones. He's going to cancel them. No doubt about it. Because I don't think your body is fully recovered. The end of April is when you were in the hospital. You're not going to be 100% be able to perform, and like looking at the tour dates, it's gonna be back to back. You're not gonna be in good health. This is me saying, you put too much on your plate, and now that you had this health condition, this thing happened, which I believe is valid. I think some people are like, oh no, it's not valid. I'm like, we've seen pictures of him in the hospital, everywhere published that he was in the hospital. He's not faking that. So it is because of health issues. Zayn, you should have at least, like, those tour days should be canceled and cancel everything. So I'm now going to get into after her. So after doing all this and like talking about Zayn, now I'm going to talk about why I made this podcast. There is a trend going on, and what I saw, and literally like today, okay, I knew about Zayn a couple days ago. It was why I talked about Zayn. What I heard back to back in one day, I didn't have tickets. I almost got tickets to one of the artists, and I get to that in a second. Is Post Malone canceled his tour? I didn't buy tickets for him. And the Pussycat Dolls, which I almost bought tickets for, also canceled their tour. And their reasoning, the Pussycats. Reasoning was because due to poor ticket sales, and then another person that a lot of people like and is no longer canceled their tour is Meghan Trainor, and she says because of family. A lot of people are saying Post Malone and Meghan Trainor, you should just also say it's because of poor ticket sales as well. And to be honest, it probably is that too, plus spending more time with family. And at this point, this is like, okay, Meghan Trainor, Zayn, Post Malone, Pussycat Dolls. This is 4 concerts already that are canceled because of either health or poor ticket sales. And I'm going to try to word this lightly to not offend some people. And to be honest, I'm going to say, if I do offend you for saying this, I don't care. To be honest. And to be honest, all the world, me as a Canadian, agree with this. Things are too expensive. Things are too expensive. Some gas is $4, $5, $6 because of a idiot. That's how I'll say it. Because of an idiot. Food is very expensive because of that as well, because the selfish idiot. I'm just gonna say it like that. I'm not gonna go into more detail. You know who the idiot is. So that's making everything already so expensive. A lot of people do want to see these artists. A lot of people do want to see concerts. Like, again, I am the concert girly. Saying before, like, Zayn canceled, I had 9 concerts booked so far this year. Last year I had like 10 to 12 concerts this year. Last year, 10 to 12 concerts last year. And that includes like stuff from Disney, because I'm a pass holder at Disney, a concert in Universal. I like going to concerts. They make fun memories. I go with friends, I go by myself. Fun times. Everything because of the dumb idiot is so expensive. Gas is between $4 to $5. Bumping up. Everybody has to pay a lot of money for gas, a lot of money for food. So they're prioritizing, as they should, money for gas, because we need to use our cars to get to work and other places. Food, which you need, which is a necessity, over like fun leisure activities such as going to concerts, going to see a musical, fun things like that. Especially when these things are like 100 minimum. Max can be like 300, 400, you never know. And to be honest with you, the only way I'm going to see Charlie Puth and I'm going to see Louis Tomlinson is, I think today is the last day of the $30 tickets, or like it's less expensive to buy on concert tickets. Hopefully those 2 concerts are not canceled. So I took advantage, and that's how I got those 2 tickets. Because again, like I said, everything's expensive. Everything because of the dumb idiot is expensive. So fans being mad because of these concert cancellations, valid. Like I said before, you will get the refund money that you spent on the concert ticket. You will get that, especially if you, which you do the ticket insurance. And if you haven't heard this before, I highly recommend ticket insurance. I think it's between 10 and $20. Let me get it the exact number for you, my friends, so I can, because I always do ticket insurance. So ticket insurance like I was saying ticket insurance I was good with the ballpark around. I was very close. Ticket insurance is $12.75 per, so $12.75 per ticket, which is not expensive at all. So with your ticket, whatever ticket you buy at on Ticketmaster, if it's to see a Broadway show, a play, a musical, a concert, a sporting event, put that, get ticket insurance. It's $12.75. Like, it's not that expensive. So do that to automatically, if Ticketmaster, the artist, well, no, it wouldn't be the artist. If Ticketmaster is not going to give you the refund, that, the ticket insurance automatically will give you the refund. Especially, listen to this, my friend. Especially if, let's say, you can't go to the concert because something happened. Or, oh, my friend's having a birthday party. I'd rather go to that birthday party. So, you can do one or two things. You can either sell the ticket. And please sell tickets at a reasonable price. Sell it the amount that you paid for it. Or, what you can do is, and you'll get the exact amount of money back that you paid for, is buy ticket insurance, which is $12.75, so $12.75, and the day after the event, go to their website. You will have an email from them. It's from I'll just spell it. ALLIANZ, analyze, and then I know some use Affirm. So it's analyze, and they're your insurance, and go to their website. When, if you cannot go, you have to do a day off. You have to send a screenshot and the order ID and everything, and they make sure they do all that and see if it was used or was not used, and through their system, because they'll say claimed or and everything like that. And if it says it's not claimed, okay, they see that you didn't lie, and it'll take 7 to 14 business days, just like if the organizer automatically is giving you a refund. It takes that amount of time too, but the day after the event is when you can do that. Just trying to help you guys out. So hopefully no more other concerts get canceled, is what I'm trying to say. And seeing that it's already like 4 concerts this year have been canceled because of low ticket sales, other excuses, because of health, physical or mental health, other low ticket sales and other excuses. Hopefully no other ones get canceled. That's what I'm hoping. I hope this doesn't end up being a year of canceled shows, because everything is expensive because of the dumb idiot.
So, and I've seen the where the all these artists are playing, and they're big arenas. So, I guess instead of like them pushing everybody down, they are like, no, we're not doing the concert because the concert's soon, and we don't think a lot of people are going to buy more tickets, especially in this economy. They're like, a lot of people didn't buy tickets already. They're not going to later. So I'm hoping, because now, like, in total, because I was going to have 9 in total, I have 8. I hope I keep my 8. And then maybe I'll somehow, I don't know, my 8. And then 2 other concerts in Disney or something. Hopefully. But I wanted to update you guys and share what my thoughts is. It's very disappointing. Again, like I said, I blame the dumb idiot because it's his fault. Gas shouldn't be $4 and up. It shouldn't. Food shouldn't be so expensive. Like, what? Like, nothing should be this expensive. Yeah, it's a selfish, dumb idiot's fault. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. My next video won't be a breaking news. Hopefully. If someone else cancels their tour, I'm not making another video about it. But I hope no one else does. That's all I have for you today. The next video is going to be about the Billie Eilish concert movie. So that will be more happy and less concerts are being canceled. But that's all I have for you guys today. Bye!